Let's speak to Simon Marks now, LBC's Washington correspondent. Before we speak to Simon, I'll just say that Sky's Stuart Ramsey, who's been doing magnificent work there, says the suicide bomber detonated on the perimeter in a sewage canal that Charles Lister was just talking about. It's a crowded choke point that leads to the British and Americans' military positions. And that's from Stuart Ramsey, whose reports are quite breathtaking at times. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, is with me now. Hello, Simon. The president has been told, and it's now been confirmed by the Americans, that this is a terrorist attack that everybody knew was coming, those poor people.
Yeah, I mean, this is the worst possible eventuality at the Abbey Gate on the perimeter of Kabul Airport. President Biden, at the time the news came in, was already in the Situation Room for what is now his daily crisis meeting with his national security officials, including the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. We are supposed to be hearing from the Pentagon at 3:30 UK time. They had a previously scheduled press conference. We'll have to see if that goes ahead. Pentagon officials are telling reporters there that this was a suicide bomb using an improvised explosive device that led to a firefight outside the Abbey Gate at Hamid Karzai International Airport. And as you know, there are reports that this attack may have taken place at precisely the point where British troops process would-be evacuees and allow those that are cleared for travel into the airport itself. And those evacuees would, over the course of the last few days, normally include British passport holders. Now, remember that last night, the British government, the Australian government, and the American government simultaneously put out a security alert telling their foreign nationals to stay away from the airport because of what the United States said was a credible threat of a terror strike. President Biden himself, in recent days, announcing that he was sticking to the August 31st deadline for completing the evacuation operations in Afghanistan, warned the American public that ISIS-K, a splinter group of Islamic State still operational in Afghanistan, there's no love lost between ISIS-K and the Taliban, was threatening to target the airport. Here's what he said.
They're real and significant challenges that we also have to take into consideration. Every day we're on the ground is another day we know that ISIS-K is seeking to target the airport and attack both U.S. and allied forces and innocent civilians.
Now, that was President Biden when he announced that he was doubling down on his determination to wrap the operation up by August the 31st, and was saying also that he had asked officials at the State Department and the Pentagon to prepare contingency plans in case, as he put it, the timeline needed to be adjusted. Now, at the time, that was taken to mean here that those contingency plans would be for an extension of the possible evacuation effort. But as we said here on LBC, it was also perfectly possible that he might wrap the evacuation effort up earlier. And now, with a demonstrable threat to US forces, allied forces at the airport, all of those foreign nationals lining up trying to be evacuated, plus, of course, the Afghans in their thousands hoping still to catch a flight out of Afghanistan and escape Taliban rule, one has to wonder if President Biden is going to be tempted to order an earlier withdrawal of U.S. forces from the airport, given that he and his military commanders may consider them to be absolutely sitting ducks with these terror threats surrounding them. So this takes the president into even deeper difficulties with regards to an Afghan crisis that has come to bedevil his administration over the last 2 weeks, and of course pose considerable risks for all of those people, including British civilians, American civilians, the Afghans who have helped them over the last 20 years as this Taliban takeover has taken the Biden administration completely by surprise and upended President Biden Biden's plan for what he hoped was going to be a smooth U.S. military withdrawal out of the country.
Hard to imagine that just a few days ago at the G7 meeting, President Biden was urged by others, including UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, to perhaps extend the deadline. But given the security situation and the amount of groups who seem to have a vested interest in putting a medal on their chests in the eyes of their brothers around the world with an attack like this, hard to imagine this deadline would ever have been something that would be considered even a vague possibility. A desperate situation. Are we likely to hear from President Biden, or will it be John Kirby, do you suppose?
Well, we're definitely going to hear from John Kirby and Pentagon officials. It looks like they're setting up in the Pentagon briefing room, so I'm assuming that is still happening. Whether it's still happening at 3:30, we'll have to wait and see. President Biden is preparing for a meeting at 4:30 UK time with Naftali Bennett, the Israeli Prime Minister, who almost certainly could not have picked a worse day to travel to Washington, D.C. for his first face-to-face meeting with President Biden since he became Israeli Prime Minister. There is due to be what's known as a pool spray at the top of that meeting. That's one of those moments when the cameras are all invited into the Oval Office for about 30 seconds to take pictures of the two men as they meet. I suspect President Biden will want to say something about this attack and possibly later in the day in some fashion will address the American people. But, you know, the difficulty that he now faces with nearly 6,000 troops on the ground at Kabul airport, questions yesterday, Andrew, that the Pentagon couldn't answer about how on earth the last departing American soldier, when he or she gets on board that C-17 or C-130 last military transport plane out of the country, who's going to make that flight secure? How on earth will there be any security guarantees in place for departing American soldiers in less than a week's time? They had simply no answer to that question, nor any answer to the question as to who's going to be taking over at Kabul airport when the Americans leave. No indication yet that there's a plan for that, although Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who yesterday, when he appeared before reporters, seemed to be a broken man, absolutely physically and emotionally exhausted by the events of the last 2 weeks, said that there were conversations underway about some sort of international operation at the airport to keep it functioning. Because remember, if that airport's not functioning, all of those Americans and British citizens and French citizens and the Afghans who have helped them get out, they will have no air route out of the country
exactly.
If that airport stops working.
And they are, of course, as you were saying, Simon, a lot of those people were in that drainage, that sewage ditch, waiting. We've all seen it with the most excellent reporting from on the ground. They were all waiting in that sewage ditch in order to be processed. I mean, biblical scenes. Just in a few seconds, if you don't mind, Simon, Dion Nissenbaum, Wall Street Journal reporter, has said on Twitter that U.S. sources say U.S. Marines have been injured in the Kabul explosion. Details are still scant. From where you are, you have or haven't heard about that yet?
No, we've not heard that, but okay. We are seeing a tweet from the French ambassador to Afghanistan, David Martignon, who is warning that a second explosion is possible. He says to our Afghan friends, if you are close to the gates at the airport, stay away and find shelter. Yeah. A second explosion is possible.
Oh,
so this is clearly a very dynamic situation and a burgeoning crisis now for President Joe Biden.
Indeed. And for everybody there and for our governments, of course, a crisis. But one's heart goes out to everybody at the gate. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.